Good point, Matt Patricia.
Oh, quarterbacks don't play defense. See Drake May make a tackle last week? What are you talking about? He had a great play. One of the best tackles on the Patriots' whole team last week.
Some random guy 100 points in his fantasy league.
Not bad. Not bad.
Just those three bozos.
Yeah, that is a tough list.
Patricia, Lombardi, Bill. Bill,
no, you're right. We all think the exact same thing all the time.
Bill can't even bring himself to say anything about Drake May, just that quarterbacks don't play defense. That's all he said.
So that just reeks of Bill hasn't learned anything about the quarterbacks. He had 5 years or 4 years without Brady. They all, for the most part, went right into the crapper. And you know, if he comes back to coach, he's going to blow out whatever quarterback's there and try to win with some scrub. That's not how it works. Matt Patricia, yeah, that's what I need. Matt Patricia talking about the quarterbacks. The quarterback guru, Matt Patricia, breaking it down.
And he didn't even. He just goes, yeah, I don't think Brady and Peyton played against each other.
Is that right?
Yeah, well,
they never run up against each other?
But didn't they kind of?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so the quarterback on the other side definitely matters for the quarterback
on
offense.
So they're suggesting that the quarterbacks aren't that important?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's about the defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay. Brady, you don't think Brady was aware of Peyton on the other side and he didn't play the game differently with the quarterback on the other side?
I know Mahomes gets a lot of attention, Jones, but it's really all about that, you know, honey badger on defense. Yeah.
I mean, the insight on that podcast is just very, very, very strong.
They
check it out every week on Underdog. Bill and his cronies.
They're like, Bill, Lombardi. Why don't you answer first just so we know how we feel?
And Matt Patricia. That's true.
Like, Matt, what do you think? No, Bill. No, why don't you?
The floor is yours, Bill.
You go, Bill, we will certainly jump in right after you.
You're right, Bill. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff, Bill.
It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to Would You Rather on a Wednesday coming up 15 minutes from now. So stay tuned for it. 617-779-7937, your number to jump in. We discussed the wide receiver trades in the division. We discussed where you would take Drake May compared to the other AFC quarterbacks.
Maybe higher than you think.
Good idea by Tomasi. Yep. I like that one.
Got
plus, baseball dead in this city. How do we know? The Yankees have a 2-0 lead in the ALCS, two games away from the World Series, and nobody cares. We'll get to Brady and his potential, now official ownership stake in the Vegas Raiders. That's later on this hour in Misleading. When it comes to Bill Belichick, I just like him punting on even discussing Drake May there.
Yeah.
When it comes to Bill, do you see him as a potential fit in Jacksonville, since that's who the Patriots are playing this weekend? I think it's interesting timing for both Bill Belichick and Mac Jones, who we'll get to. Could you see Bill coaching the Jaguars?
Yes.
You could?
Yes.
Why?
I could. So I thought he might coach the Jets, and that pretty much squashed that. So the Jets are out. I think the Jaguars, because I thought, in my mind, as soon as he was fired by Robert, I thought, all right, maybe he goes to the Cowboys. Maybe they make a switch. Maybe the Eagles make a switch or the Bills make a switch. None of them did. The one interview he took was the Atlanta Falcons. Not exactly the greatest franchise in team sports. But what we thought, and what ended up being not true, is that Arthur Blank might give him full control. But in reality, Arthur Blank ended up listening to the other guys that are already on his staff, and they were like, we're not going to do it that way. I feel like Shad Khan and the Jacksonville Jaguars might say, you know what? We've tried a few different coaches. We've tried a few different approaches. Hell, we tried Urban Meyer. That's how desperate we are down here. Bill, we'll bring you in. You'll bring in all your Super Bowl rings. You can go ahead and bring in all your buddies. Like, that's fine. We'll turn the whole thing over to you. Bill might like that part of it. If he was willing to interview and even take the Atlanta Falcons job, I think he would take the Jacksonville Jaguars job.
Okay, so I think Jacksonville is becoming more and more likely for Bill Belichick, because I agree with you. They're a job that can give him two things that he really wants, maybe even three things he really wants: money and power. And the ability to bring along what you just said, that whole podcast, they can all be employed by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
They're all the staff. You can all wear a little Jaguars hat. You got to go to a couple AEW events, too. That's part of it.
No, it's true. You got to show up at some of those Tony Khan wrestling events.
You're going to have to wrestle John Moxley at some point, but other than that.
But, you know, the idea that Bill could bring all his buddies and they're all on the payroll, I guess that goes back to his power and money.
Yeah.
Those are the two things that Jacksonville can offer
him. Money and power.
But, like, that's
two of my favorites.
Don't you think that's important to Bill?
Yes.
Like, Dallas isn't going to give him either one. Dallas gives him, like, the best roster. Dallas will not give him power or money. I think we're learning that with Jerry Jones
right now.
The other thing
is, I thought he would have multiple options last year. He didn't. He had one. I think for some reason he's going to have multiple options at the end of this year. He might not.
But
the reality might be, maybe it's only Jacksonville. Maybe it's take it or leave it.
This is the real reason why I think Jacksonville's really in play.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Leave them open. I do. I leave the Dallas Cowboys open. Mike McCarthy's not back.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
Because of Bill or because of Jerry? Who says no to that?
I don't think Jerry's going to offer it because he's not going to pay Bill what Bill wants, and he's not going to give Bill the – Jerry's still going to be in charge of the roster.
So, but Bill might
and
have
Bill,
to...
And Bill doesn't want that nonsense. Bill doesn't want the Jerry Jones nonsense of, you know, really the radio interview probably bothers him less, but Bill doesn't want to be second-guessed by his boss in the media.
What if that is the only option he has? Let's put Jacksonville to the side. Maybe Jacksonville goes rogue, and or maybe just hire Vrabel or whatever. So if that's not an option, and it's, hey, you can be here and just be the coach...
I don't think Bill says no to any offers, okay. But again, I don't think it gets offered. But if it did, I guess Bill would take it.
Yeah, okay. So
yes.
I do think he could be offered it, and I think he could, in a situation like... So if he goes to Jacksonville, mm-hmm. who will be coming off 2-3 wins... I think he could demand control, and you could argue whether that's the right or the wrong move, probably the wrong move, but I think he could get it, and it would be more justified. If he goes and takes over a 9 or a 10-win team that loses a tough playoff game, I think the team could kind of dig in and be like, no, we just need you to coach. And I think he might reluctantly say, all right, you got to pay me. You got to pay me like I'm doing both, but fine, I won't be the GM this time around. I think he would do that because it's only going to be a couple years.
Yeah, Philly might pay him.
Yeah,
but he's not going to have the power there, so maybe that's the fit for you.
Yes, yes.
I don't think Dallas will give him either. I don't think they're going to pay him. I don't think he can bring all his cronies with him.
What does McCarthy get? Do we know that? Is he one of the higher-paid coaches, or is he not?
I don't believe so, but I don't know. And I don't think Jerry's going to make Bill one of the highest-paid coaches. And I think there's a reflection in his payroll. I think there's a reflection in how he never fires coaches because he don't want to pay two of them.
Wow, according to this, Mike McCarthy gets $4 million, which
back.
Is tied for 17.
Okay, that's a lot lower than I would have guessed.
That's according to this front office sports.
Okay.
But.
So,
wow.
I don't think Jerry Jones pays. He doesn't. And I don't know about Philly and the payroll, but they're not going to give him the power.
Apparently gets $5 million, which is tied for 12.
Okay, so maybe they won't pay either. But he's definitely not going to have roster control with Howie Roseman. I think he likes Howie Roseman and has a good relationship. He's not going to have power there. Jacksonville, he could have both. And Jacksonville might be the only option for him at the end of the day, which is why I think Jacksonville is really in play.
Peterson's getting $8.5 million. So Doug Peterson right now in Jacksonville gets paid more than both Sirianni and McCarthy.
Keith, I'm sure they paid Urban Meyer.
In fact,
I think they're still paying Urban Meyer.
I was going to say they
I think Jacksonville's going to pay him.
So there you go. So Jacksonville would probably be an opportunity for him.
This is why I think A, it's realistic because it's realistic they would offer it to him.
Yeah.
B, they're going to pay him. C, they're going to give him power. Jacksonville to me, and I initially was dismissive, Jacksonville to me feels like the team.
They're going to fire Peterson this Sunday if the Patriots win.
If the Patriots win.
It'll be another London casualty.
Nick, you plunked down money line on the Pats, right?
I did.
Okay.
You didn't go all in again, did you?
No.
Okay. You
didn't
empty the account?
No, I sprinkled this time.
Okay. Just a sprinkling.
Couple hams?
Not an all in. Yeah.
One ham.
One solid ham. That's plus money, though.
Yeah, plus money. Nice.
Plus money for a ham.
Yeah.
You get a couple hams back. That's not bad.
It's a good trade. Working my way towards a PS5.
I love it.
One ham for two hams. Yeah, it's going to be a while for PS5s
chip
at that
away.
Rate. But yeah, chip away.
That's how I got my PS5.
Yeah.
I put $1 a day aside for 500 days.
Smart.
Next thing you know, I had enough for one PS5.
Next thing you know, it's almost 2 years later.
And you could finally get one.
Yeah, right. And then I just kept staring at that money, and none of them were available online. And then I forgot about the money. Spent it on something else.
I think Jacksonville, it's interesting timing. Because
it is.
I think Bill makes a lot of sense, and I think we're real close. Real close. To
maybe,
Mac Jones in Jacksonville.
Too close.
Yeah.
All right, so if Bill takes over.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Does either Trevor Lawrence or Mac Jones take a snap for him?
Maybe Trevor Lawrence, definitely not Mac.
No, God, no, not Mac Jones. But I don't even think Trevor Lawrence. Now, they have a whole contract thing. They got to figure that out. Maybe they do one of those, like, Brock Osweiler trades.
Bill would love to do something like that.
He would blow both. Who would he bring in, though? Garoppolo? Is Garoppolo still got an
arm? Good question. I don't know who he would bring in.
Who would Bill's guy be in 2025?
Is Jimmy G still suspended?
Oh, that's right. He should
be coming
for something
back from the suspension soon-ish.
What'd he do?
I thought it was PEDs.
Oh, the bad boy. Well,
bad boy Jimmy G.
What's he doing PEDs for?
I don't know.
That guy.
Well, when he got taken out of the game against Patriots in an ambulance at halftime.
He's trying to up his bench press?
Yeah, maybe.
He doesn't strike me as a big bench press guy. But
so, I I'm with you. I don't know that Bill would have
either
of those quarterbacks.
He's going to blow those quarterbacks. It's a bad roster there, too.
But so, Mac Jones might get on the field for Jacksonville this year. Very possible. He's been on the field. He might be like their starting quarterback is what I mean.
Yeah.
Do you think Mac Jones ever truly gets a second chance as a starting quarterback in the league?
So you can't say never. Like, that, my first instinct is never. But look at all these guys. There's never, even though every year, five or six guys come into the league, and you're like, oh, they might be starters, they might be good. And yet every year we're like, I think there's like 15 good ones. Like, you're like, you know, good to great. Like, right. There's never 32 really good ones, ever.
We were just doing it. We crossed off like the whole NFC, yes. Basically. Yeah.
Yes. And so, like, if Drake May with a straight face is already better than more than half of the AFC, then maybe Mac Jones does. Because if you had asked me 5 years ago, hey, is Geno Smith going to be a starter? I'd be like, no.
Yeah, right.
Or Tannehill, or...
Keith, we asked you like 3 years ago, Baker Mayfield, is he ever going to...
I would have said yes.
Okay, last offseason...
That's my guy.
We talked a ton about when Mac Jones is starting quarterback going into the Bill O'Brien year. We talked a ton that offseason, whether or not the Patriots should bring in Baker Mayfield on like a flyer contract to compete with Mac Jones. Like, 2 years ago, if you asked Baker Mayfield, we would have said no. I would have said no.
So, my guess is Mac Jones won't be a team's planned starter going into a season, but either the rookie that he's on the team with plays really poorly and he goes in, or he's not ready, right? Like, Jacoby Brissett was the starter this year for 5 weeks. So Mac Jones will probably be a starter somewhere else. He's not very good. He doesn't do anything at like an elite level, but he's probably competent enough to stay in the league. And if you stay in the league, opportunities pop up for you. Like, the number of guys... Was it last year, did they set a record? It was like 70 quarterbacks start a game.
Yeah.
Some crazy number like that. So my guess is next offseason, especially if Bill goes to Jacksonville, Mac Jones gets blown out of there. But maybe he goes and he's on the same team as Carson Beck or Quinn Ewers, and he starts over him until he doesn't.
Right.
Or, like, you know, Joe Flacco obviously had a much better career, but just look at the way he's kind of gotten into these games the last couple of seasons where you're like, that wasn't the plan, but here he is for 5 weeks. So I think he's probably just at that level where he stays in the league, because even though almost everybody unanimously thinks he's a bad quarterback, look up the list of backup quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, just the two deep, forget the three deep, just the backup quarterbacks in the NFL are almost all people you've never heard of, or like, God, you'd never want that player playing. So I think he'll be in the league, and so he'll probably get some starts.
So it's interesting timing again. Patriots and Jacksonville Jaguars this weekend in London. Bill Belichick, a potential, I think, hire in Jacksonville. It makes a lot of sense. Like, the more you really talk it out, the more you see how much of a disaster they are, the more they might have to completely start over and, like, blow out the quarterback. That might be a really good fit.
It's crazy.
For Bill Belichick, and he may not have options.
Doug Peterson, and watching Jacksonville last week against Chicago, you can't help but think, Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl.
Well,
he beat Bill Belichick in a Super Bowl.
It's true.
With Nick Foles.
But he did the same thing that happened in Philly is happening again in Jacksonville. Like, Doug Peterson came in, they were good right away, and then it just drops off a cliff. Like, that happened with him early on in Philadelphia. So it's a pattern with that guy. It makes sense for Bill in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Will Mac Jones ever get a second crack at it? Does he deserve a second crack as a starting quarterback in the NFL? We see guys like, as you said, Geno Smith and Sam Darnold and names like this.
Yeah,
even Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
You see these guys emerging. Is Mac Jones going to get a second crack at it? Jacksonville or anywhere else?
I mean, he might start if
you could see him in the game this weekend.
You've already seen him twice,
mm-hmm.
and he's been horrible, right? Like, I think if he showed a little bit more, then it might be more of a
sense
of,
like, he was really
like,
bad,
hey,
when he got into the Buffalo game.
He didn't do much.
Last week,
didn't do much. So it was kind of a non-issue. But the week before that, he threw like a pick, right? Or was it a fumble?
He
turned it over, whatever it was, right away.
Yeah, I forget which one.
Might have been a fumble,
and he almost
scored
something like
that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And so, yeah, like, he's not like exactly kicking down the door to take over for Trevor Lawrence, but I would think those are the next two guys. Like, the most likely head coach fired now is Doug Peterson, and the most likely quarterback to get benched after we've already had three or four of them is Trevor Lawrence. And that's another whole side story. He was one of the slam dunk surefire number one picks in the last 30 years in the NFL draft. And he's been, like, just good enough, but now he kind of sucks. You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Now, I don't think he has, like, the same like mental blocks, but Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons was the number one pick in the draft.
Interesting.
Was actually good. Like, he's now become like a joke, but he was all NBA. He made a couple all-star teams, got paid, and then immediately sucked. And it was like, you can't even play him. Broken both physically and mentally. And now Trevor Lawrence was like just good enough. He won a division, got paid.
And he won a playoff game.
I believe.
We talked about it.
Yeah, he did.
He went head-to-head with Herbert. Yeah.
31-30. But now you're like, I don't want this guy. Like, real quick? Like, yeah. The guy's barely been in the league, and you're like, oh, no, I don't want Trevor Lawrence. Because I gave him all the excuses in the world. His first year, he was bad, but I didn't think he was broken. I think he played for Urban Meyer. He had no chance. And then the very next year, he went from 12 touchdowns, 17 picks as a rookie to 25-8.
And
again, second year player.
And again, as a 10-win team and getting to the playoffs and winning, and you felt like the arrow was really pointing up, I agree.
He was great his second year and then got worse last year, and now is like kind of similar to what he was here before.
Even last year, I was willing to give him a little bit of an out.
He's because okay.
He's hurt. Like, I think I gave him big marks because he played. I forgot what the injury was, but he played through injury last year. And so I go, okay, he showed a little toughness. He wasn't quite right. He was out there. I give him credit. I think he missed like 1 week, and he was hurt. So I gave him credit for that, or at least I gave him benefit of the doubt, maybe, is the better way to put it. But the way he's played this year, Keith, you saw the highlights earlier. I forget which game it was. It might have been that Buffalo game, too, where it looked like, you know, you say they like, tap the B button. He does, like, the spin move, away from pressure, and you're like,
look at this.
What is he seeing out there? Like, what
ghosts,
is going on with
ghosts.
Him? And so, yeah, you could see another opportunity for Mac Jones real quickly. It does go back to that quarterback class like we were talking about. That Trevor Lawrence class.
Mike O'Dowd is one of the worst ever.
I mean, it probably is going down as one of the worst. Who do you plant your flag on?
So none of them are good. Justin Fields is currently 4-2 with Pittsburgh. He's not playing great.
And if he's the best, I like Fields more than most. If he's the best quarterback in your class, what is that?
Was Brock Purdy in that class? I was going to say, like, we talk about the first rounders, but you might have to dig deeper.
Purdy might have been a seventh rounder that year.
Who else do you have? Because that class is so bad. Two of them are with Jacksonville right now. So here you go. You have Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, already a bust. Mm-hmm. Trey Lance, already a bust. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields playing, but might get benched. Mac Jones, bust. Kyle Trask, never see him. Kellen Mond, bust. Davis Mills.
Long neck.
Useless. Huge neck on that guy.
Leads the league in neck. You go to his football reference page.
Neck?
You're like, man, why is his neck just highlighted in black? He leads the league in neck.
Merton Hanks, retired. Neck Hall of Fame. Merton Hanks.
True. Yeah.
Davis Mills and the Toys R Us mascot.
Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously,
yeah.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, nailed it.
He always had good sales.
Yeah.
Ian Book. He was here for a hot second.
He was.
And then Sam Ellinger. Those were the drafted guys. So it wasn't even Brock Purdy.
So
Brock Purdy
I think
was the next year.
Okay.
So that's
bad.
The worst quarterback class ever.
But this is the point about, and there's another reason to feel good about Drake May, and we said this earlier in the show. And Trevor Lawrence and that class will tell you, I think the Patriots got a quarterback in the right class. You look at Shador next year, Carson Beck next year, some of these other guys, like that doesn't feel like as strong of a class as Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. Even further down the list, Michael Penix.
The Rattler.
This feels like a very strong quarterback class. Yeah. And the Patriots, I think, got the QB in the right year. And so that's another reason to feel good about where things are heading, because Jacksonville probably thought they were getting a great quarterback in a really good class. Wrong.
Good text in. We're talking about Bill Belichick maybe coaching the Jaguars next year. He just thinks with the players, kind of the untouchable soft players in the league, do you think just point blank, anywhere will Bill coach again? Like, would his coaching be
successful? Well, okay. Will Bill be successful is a whole separate question of whether or not he'll get another job.
Well, no, it's true, because it's not like,
is Bill going to be successful? My answer is no. I don't think so.
I would say no.
But that doesn't mean he won't get a job. I don't think he's going to get a job. I don't think he's going to get an offer. But
he's not interviewing with Trevor Lawrence. Right, he'd be interviewing with Shad Khan.
But like, whether or not he's successful is a whole separate debate. I don't think he'll be successful.
Yeah. But I wonder if
he doesn't have Tom Brady. I don't think he'll be successful.
Tom Brady was a pretty big factor in this. But I think one of the reasons last year, the 8 jobs that were open, 7 not counting the Patriots, he got one interview. I think those other teams were probably thinking the same thing. They're like, all right, how is this guy with young quarterbacks? How is he with young players?
Do you think Atlanta regrets it?
No.
Me neither.
Oh, God, no. I think they're happy with Morris.
I think Atlanta feels pretty good about choosing Raheem Morris over Bill Belichick.
And Morris brought Zach Robinson with him. He didn't bring, Bebop and Rocksteady with him.
It's true. 617-779-7937. We'll get to Brady, now officially a part owner of the Vegas Raiders. Does that upset you at all? As a Patriots fan, should Robert Kraft have reached out? Did he reach out? And did Brady say no? We'll get to all of that in Misleading. We'll revisit an interesting take, I thought, from the Greg Hill Show this morning. And on the way next, it's a Wednesday, which means it's a Would You Rather Wednesday, right after Trending with Billy Laney.